More fireworks in the Democratic primary race for Massachusetts' open U.S. Senate seat. In the candidates' last broadcast debate, the sparks flew once more between Congressman Michael Capuano and businessman Stephen Pagliuca last night. And once again, they sparred mostly over the prohibition of government funds for abortion in the national health care legislation making its way through Congress. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Mike Capuano was explaining that if Congress keeps the restrictions on funding of abortion, he would vote against the health care bill. Then Steve Pagliuca jumped in.
I will not vote to send poor women back to the alleys of America. I will not vote for one that doesn't have...
Michael, hold on.
Hang on, Steve. Let me finish.
You already voted for
I will
that.
Not...
That's ridiculous. That's like
I'm
death
not,
panels.
This,
that's like death
Are we going to get
panels.
Into this again, no. Steve? Are we going to be able to move forward?
But I mean, you can't say things like that.
I can say... Well,
that's
you could,
ridiculous.
I can't pay for it like you can.
That's not true, and that's ridiculous.
Am I going to be able to finish, or are we going to have this childish
finish
going
your,
back and forth again?
Pagliuca has been trying to differentiate himself from Capuano and Attorney General Martha Coakley by saying that he would vote for any legislation that expands health insurance coverage, whether it restricts funding of abortions or not. Pagliuca pounced once again when Capuano was talking about the days before abortion became legal.
We all know doctors that lost their licenses who did these things.
But that's Roe v. Wade. This is reversing Roe v. Wade.
This is confusing the issue. No, it's not a confusing of the issue.
This is death panels. This is
less
Mike Capuano.
Less than a minute left in this round.
That's a nice little back in again.
You're going to be the Sarah Palin of the Democratic Party.
Pagliuca and Capuano also mixed it up over regulation of banks. Pagliuca opposes regulations that would limit the size of banks.
You don't need to collapse banks.
Nobody's trying to collapse them. We're simply trying to limit them and spread the wealth. That's the problem. You will believe in concentrated wealth, which I don't blame you. Concentrated wealth in your life is a little bit more than any of the others that I know. I respect that, but I believe in a spreading
of
the wealth.
I don't believe in demagoguery and these kinds of attacks.
Well, that's fine.
These
I do believe in spreading the wealth around the general public.
You believe in small banks?
And I do believe that we don't need one bank.
That's why I won't work in Senate, Michael. Because that's another personal attack. If that's your methodology, let's not even talk about
it's
anything.
Personal attack. Right.
Throughout this debate, broadcast statewide, the frontrunner, Coakley, pretty much sailed through, while the men in a statistical tie for second place argued. But at one point, Coakley, too, got into a scrape with Pagliuca. She was in the middle of explaining that she believes both the federal government and the states should regulate the financial industry.
You say this is what you can't do, and if you violate it, it can be enforced at the state level.
I thought
level.
Your plan is just state by state on the website,
that's not what
and
it
you
it
wanted
meant.
State primacy, and
no,
I think
you've
that's
said
what
that,
it says.
That's not what this plan is, not what I believe you said that from the beginning, and that's not what my experience has been. I've been very encouraged by the president and his new administrators in Department of Justice and Federal Trade Commission, in the FDA, in making sure that we have
you said
a
that the
joint
you don't
approach.
Want the national government to do it. It's in the Boston Globe. You said you don't want the national government to do it. You want it to be state by state. States' rights should have primacy over this.
The candidates were also asked whether they would reveal who gives money to them. It's already public information, but City Year co-founder Alan Casey wanted the others to post it on their websites.
I plead guilty to getting money from Leonard Nimoy. I'm a Star Trek fan. You know, live long and prosper.
And Alan, I don't criticize you for that. I think that's fine. You tell us who you get money from.
I figure if I've got Spock on my side, I can't fail.
The candidates split on how to pay for the war in Afghanistan. Capuano said he would actually vote to cut off funding for the war. Coakley and Pagliuca said they opposed a war tax, but Casey said he'd support it. This was the men's last big chance to make an impression before a large audience and shake up Coakley's frontrunner status. To achieve that last night, Capuano and Pagliuca went after each other. But sometimes, when two candidates do that, they end up hurting each other, and a third candidate benefits. With the primary next week, they'll find out soon enough whether the rumble was a good tactic. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.